Pierre Bonnard, The Breakfast, 1917. Several years later, Pierre Bonnard confided to his nephew Charles a fundamental truth about his work. Indeed, color had carried me away. I almost unconsciously sacrificed form to it. But it is true that form exists, and one cannot arbitrarily reduce or distort it. Therefore, I must study drawing. This return to drawing did not mean abandoning color. Quite the opposite. The Breakfast, 1917, perfectly illustrates the union of formal rigor and chromatic richness. The painting was likely conceived in the south of France, while Bonnard was spending the early months of the year in Cannes with Marthe, his companion, at the Villa La Source. It is also known that during this time, he met with the painter Paul Signac, who was living nearby in Antibes, and they went sailing together on Signac's boat Sinbad. These years marked a new vitality in Bonnard's work, the result of a deeper engagement with drawing that brought greater structure to his compositions. In The Breakfast, the scene unfolds in front of a large window that floods the room with abundant light. The composition is built around a series of verticals, windows, paneling, walls, that frame the richly set table. Bonnard guides our gaze not toward the center, but toward the edges, full of vibrant details. A fruit bowl bursting with red and orange hues, echoing the color of Mart's sweater. A silver teapot, a water carafe, bread, all the elements of a simple, warm meal. The table is placed off-center, allowing the family's loyal basset hound to appear, ready to beg for a treat. What might seem like a banal subject, a woman having breakfast, is elevated by the richness of the colors, the vibrating light playing across a white tablecloth tinged with violet, and an atmosphere of deep calm. This period from 1916 to his move to Les Canets is especially significant in Bonnard's career. It reflects a new artistic maturity, a rediscovered freedom with color made possible by a renewed commitment to drawing. But it was also a decade marked by personal upheaval, the death of his mother in 1919, of his sister in 1923, and later his brother-in-law, composer Claude Terrasse. Though experienced privately, these tragedies had a profound impact on his work. Wasn't it during these difficult years that Bonnard began painting his first enchanted visions of the Côte d'Azur and Normandy? He revealed then his unique ability to elevate the everyday, creating a kind of modern Eden where nature overflows with small animals and sensitive details. In the same way, his interior scenes and still lifes follow a subtle balance between rigorous composition and the poetry of color, a precious